In Rome, millions of people spent as long as 16 hours in line over the last few days, waiting to view the body of Pope John Paul II. Among them was a family from Chicago. NPR's Emily Harris has their story.
It's just past midnight, and Janine, her son John, and her 12-year-old granddaughter Natalie have been standing in line, crowded behind metal barricades, for 7 hours. Janine was born in Poland's southeastern highlands, the Pope's beloved hills of his youth.
I'm Janine Duda. I'm from Chicago. I organize a group of Polish Highlanders to come to say goodbye and thank you to our Holy Father.
My name is Natalie Hazami. I feel very happy that I'm finally going to see him for the last time. And it's a little cramped now, but I know that it's going to all be worth it at the end.
My name is John Duda. I don't even know if we're going to go to sleep tonight. We might be here till 4 or 5 in the morning just to see him. So we will stay in line. We will not leave until we do pay our respects to him.
Their only food is cookies brought from Chicago. Their only drink, free water, provided by Rome authorities. They sing as they wait and think about what's ahead.
When I get to the Basilica, I know that I will cry, because when I was with him during the private audience, I felt that he's just with me. He's just talking to me. He's just thinking about me. And every person said the same thing.
And I don't expect his natural glow to be there anymore. I expect I would probably be crying a lot.
By 1:30 in the morning, they made it to the broad avenue leading directly into St. Peter's Square. Hours later, they were almost at the basilica where the Pope's body lay.
It's John back again. Sun's rising.
It's Natalie again. And it's been a long night. It's been 14 hours.
As they climbed the steps and entered the basilica, Janine led the way.
Right now, we are coming closer and closer to see the Holy Father last time. And I still think it's not true.
He's like laying there and he looks pale and he looks kind of scary. He looks so helpless right there.
Back outside, sun fills the square. The family's stunning Polish Highlander costumes still look fresh, but their eyes are tired.
When I look at the Holy Father, he seems different. He seems so small. Small, but I notice that he's happy. He was happy because so many people came from around the world to say to him goodbye for a last time.
He looked like a true pope. He looks peaceful. He looks like he fulfilled his goals that he wanted in life.
Janine Duda, her son John, and granddaughter Natalie paying their final respects to Pope John Paul II. Emily Harris, NPR News, St. Peter's Square.